about. You gotta put it in perspective.
Say good morning.
Good morning. Daddy, are you talking about your poop?
If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy.
4, 5, 6.
B.I.G.
Anyone else notice how Kevin keeps saying MCU Universe? You know what the U of MCU stands for, Kevin? Kevin!
Someone down over Pompeii.
Asshole.
Just because we're not working together anymore.
Are you serious? Are you kidding me right now? You just this moment, this beautiful, tender moment with your accordion. You just whipped out your accordion and you f***ed it, man. God.
Oh, I'm so sorry about that.
Where was I? It's gone. It's gone. Yeah, gone.
And now.
I'm Hulk Hogan, by the way.
Our feature presentation.
Morning, party people. It is March 11th. It's Wednesday morning. Welcome to another Kevin in the Morning with Allie and Jensen.
Morning.
How is everyone?
Great. Pretty good. Feeling all right.
Did you get your nap yesterday, Allie, that you were so excited about with the rain?
I was mostly excited for just snuggling with my blankie. Mm-hmm. And just reveling in the kind of darkness, if you will.
You did love it.
Did I light a candle when I got home and just sat on my couch with my comfy blankie?
Mm-hmm.
Kevin?
Yes, you did.
I did.
Mm-hmm.
Jensen?
Mm-hmm.
I did.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
I got it from the Kevin.
It was wonderful. Yeah. It was wonderful. I made tea.
You made tea?
I mean, I did all the rainy day things that you do.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to say it. It was... It was one of the best days of my life.
Well, that's semi-sad.
Maybe you stop short of that one next time.
Okay. Yeah, it was pretty good. Yeah, mm-hmm. How about you guys? You enjoy the rain?
I don't love the rain so much.
Okay.
Not a big fan.
All right.
Sunny, 72, all the time, I'm good.
Right.
Okay.
But I don't like it. But I know Dave the King of Mexico loves the rain. Jensen, you...
Yeah, no, I like it. Yes. We set the fireplace for the first time in, almost a year, I think.
Oh, that is so lovely.
Which was great, and just sort of hanging out and just getting ready for the quarantine, you know, like just playing with the pets and,
you don't have to make it awful.
Looking through my phone, doing the things I'm excited to do when we're in a room for 14 days and can't meet up or anything or do the show.
Like, talk about tea.
Well, no, I mean...
That was more fun.
Like, cool things, like tea.
Okay. Well, just letting you know, got it.
You're prepared.
Head start. We quarantined ourselves, which we do every day anyway.
Right.
But, we felt the pain of not being able to leave.
I mean, you
sarcastic
didn't.
Sarcastic for me. Because I love it. It's great. You guys, this is...
Right, no, we know you love it.
Okay. Just reminding you.
Right.
I can't wait.
I hated going to festivals for germs before it was cool.
Hated going to festivals for germs.
You know what I mean?
Cool. Yes.
You're so weird.
It took a minute, but yes.
Are you guys excited that...
So you're a germ hipster?
I feel that I am.
Okay.
Are you excited now that you get to go to Coachella in October?
Very, very excited about that.
Because that, I mean, although not yet fully announced as far as a lineup, it seems pretty positive.
Yep. I'm excited about that.
Huh.
So much better than canceling. So much better.
Yes.
Can't wait.
Do they now move Coachella to be every October?
I mean, maybe we wait till what's happening because
it's
story I have today.
It is a big story. I think
so you're saying 15 minutes.
No, I think we could pull 2 seconds out of it.
You want to do that?
Yeah. I don't think it's going to be something we can't talk about.
The first one was in October. Why'd they change it after that? Why did they go, let's do April instead?
I don't know. That's a good question.
Yeah. I remember the movie and I don't remember what the reason was. What it may have been weather.
Really?
No, but I don't think it was on October. I thought it was like a late summer thing.
No,
the first one's October.
The first one was
talking
in October.
Ass. Okay.
Yeah.
I wonder why.
But then
does the next one go in April? I mean, you know what I mean?
I don't know.
Yeah.
But here's
questions.
The thing, weather-wise, the average high is 92 in October, and then the low is like 62, 64.
Positive about those numbers in October?
Positive. It's the desert, first of all. You know, it's like in the 90s here in October. It's hot.
Is it in the 90s here?
Yeah. I mean, it can get very hot.
Absolutely. There are times in November when I'm putting up my Christmas tree.
Well, I know there's times, but I think I didn't think of as being that high.
Well, I looked it up.
Okay.
And it's 92 in October in the city of Indio.
I'm happy to go in 92-degree weather.
Right.
Thank you.
And it does appear that we have something kind of to be involved in the re-immersion of Coachella here at K-Rock. It seems. I mean, listen, we don't know a whole lot.
Right.
But, I mean, I guess it's all good news for everyone.
Yep. I mean, it's better than being canceled, for sure.
Absolutely.
No question about that.
Very true.
Very exciting. All right, let's talk about this morning's show, shall we?
Ugh, I'm already bored.
We have animal stories this morning.
Mm-hmm.
We have Get Up On This.
Yes.
Jensen. We have Dumb Things That You Did To Impress Someone Hot.
We learned about one of us yesterday who's looking to not run a half marathon but pretend he is because the girl was very attractive.
Right. Unbelievable.
Yeah. So that's coming up. And I assume we'll get plenty of calls on that one.
Oh, yeah.
I think it will go both ways.
Universally, yeah.
Like, mm-hmm. I tried to learn science for a teaching instructor that I had, which is very sad. He was super hot, though. Michael Murray, big ups.
So,
yeah.
So you took the class just because you
saw took the class, okay. But then I learned so much about mitosis and meiosis to so he'd be like, she loves science.
That you wouldn't have learned had he not been hot.
No, absolutely not.
That's fantastic.
Thank you.
And Muggs went to Costco yesterday
mm-hmm.
with a microphone.
Oh, no.
And he's here.
I was
Muggs is here today.
I was just happy you went to Costco. Good for you, but oh no.
No, with a microphone.
Oh mm-hmm. no.
Yeah, he was going to talk to people, you know, like he does.
Like panic buyers?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't want Muggs with a mic in my face when I'm panic buying.
That's exactly where I want Muggs, though.
Okay.
Yeah, because right. that's going to be fantastic.
Makes so, sense.
That's coming up this morning. We'll take a quick break. We'll come back with what's happening. Can you hear the drilling?
Hmm. No, now
it's going to drive us out of our mind.
That's insane.
It's going to drive us out of our mind.
What if
yeah.
we think of it like kind of like it's a zoo, and those are just different animals all around us?
Oh, I'm sure that'll be way less scary.
Wait, so they're all making that noise?
Yeah,
though?
But well, some noises will be different. That was like a weird drilling.
Kind of a drill.
Some will be a sawing.
Okay.
Some will be hammering.
Okay.
So all different
So what
animals.
Do we think when it is hammering?
Probably some bird of sorts.
Okay.
Yeah.
If I was just a listener and hadn't ever been to the station, I would think that we do it from like a wooden shack that they've worked on for like 6 years. It
does sound like that.
It never stops.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, now they're working on the lobby. So mm-hmm. that's directly below us, I believe.
Oh, good news.
So they're trying to, I don't know, spiff up down there. It looked good to be
to me too.
To
it
be
always
honest.
Looks good. Yeah. They do a good job.
I don't know what they're really fixing down there.
They're working on it hard, though, I'll tell you that.
Yeah, they are. All hours.
Time for our first look at what's happening. Here's Allie.
At least just during our show.
Yeah.
So we know stuff's getting done at 5 a.m. Good times. Well, as predicted, it's happening. Golden Voice put out a memo yesterday. At the direction of the County of Riverside and local health authorities, we must sadly confirm the reschedule of Coachella and Stagecoach due to COVID-19 concerns.
Mm-hmm.
So they said the new dates, October 9, 10, and 11, and October 16, 17, and 18. Stagecoach will take place October 23rd, 24th, and 25th. That is going to be a busy, busy time down there in October. They said all purchases for the April dates will be honored for the rescheduled October dates. Purchasers will be notified by Friday, March 13th. That's a couple days from now, right?
Mm-hmm.
On how to obtain a refund if they are unable to attend.
I didn't even think about that. Yeah, of course. If
their
schedule is changing,
people,
yeah. Interesting. Yeah, that's the day after tomorrow.
So we will see. And no word on who's going to be performing, but you've got to assume if they're saying we're rescheduling Coachella, they've got a huge chunk
I would
of
think
those
so too,
bands.
Yeah.
So, you know what I didn't see?
Very exciting.
An announcement on.
What?
Cruel World Fest. Honestly, if they kept
you
that
don't
going,
even care
it's
about
fine.
Anything else.
No,
oh.
I really don't. I'm very excited that they rescheduled this one.
Mm-hmm.
I'll tell you this. I know they've been working around the clock, and I can't even imagine how difficult this undertaking
what a
was
nightmare
for them.
That must have been, yeah.
Complete nightmare. Logistically, everything. And they really did a solid for the people of Indio and the hotel chains there and the restaurants and all that. Kudos, Golden Voice. Really impressive.
Mm-hmm.
How about a Cruel World update? I know you're busy.
All right, when is that?
May 2nd?
May 2nd.
Yeah. Listen, I already said I'm willing to go. I'm willing to.
Well, I don't know that it comes down to every individual person voting.
No, we need every single person to let Golden Voice know if we will or will not go.
You should start a Kickstarter. Or like whatever, just in case.
Like
in
a
case
go
they want
starter?
More yeah, like
yeah.
in case they want the money.
Absolutely.
Just keep it on this date. We have $12,000 or whatever.
What if I just did like a poll
That'll
on
work.
Instagram?
It's just as good.
Yeah, and then just forward
solid.
It to them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they love it.
Just
at Golden Voice.
Mm-hmm.
They'll probably see it.
That's solid.
That's good
it's
stuff.
Good plan.
Yeah. I did laugh at this, though. A Twitter called Betches said, the worst part about Coachella moving to October is that Instagram will be flooded with Ferris wheel pics and pumpkin patch pics simultaneously. And they're not wrong.
No.
But I say, kudos, Golden Voice. This was a huge undertaking, and that's impressive.
Agreed.
Like, scary impressive. I feel like Golden Voice could lead a nation. I don't think they want to, but they could.
Pretty sure they don't.
Awful situation over there at South by Southwest. They, of course, canceled the festival due to concerns about the spread of coronavirus.
Canceled.
And the company behind the festival is now refusing to refund thousands of ticket buyers for their purchase. Mm. According to South by Southwest terms and conditions of participation, their strict no refund policy states, quote, any and all payments made to South by Southwest are not refundable for any reason, including without limitation, failure to use credentials due to illness, acts of God, travel-related problems, acts of terrorism, loss of employment, and or duplicate purchases.
Let me ask you this, though. Don't all tickets say that? And it seems like everybody else is sort of, because it's a weird time, everybody else seems to be sort of bending over backwards to sort of make it work.
Yeah, I don't know if all tickets do. Like certain concerts, if somebody needs to cancel, like a band is sick or something.
You don't hear about it much
you don't
as far
hear,
as,
yeah,
I mean,
they
usually
refund
get your refund
it.
Or get yeah. a, or get your chance at the ticket when they come back and a
right.
new date's been set. But so, doesn't, I mean, the act of God is going to be something we hear a lot, I
yeah.
think,
yeah.
in the next few months as far as these people trying to claim insurance on
right.
canceled events.
Act of God.
Because I know
man.
WrestleMania is in like, is April 4th, the weekend of the April 4th, and Tampa's meeting on Thursday about that, and I was like, that's a lot of money for that company, but
yeah.
act of God, you wouldn't be able to claim the insurance. It would be a real nightmare for any of these companies to try to claim.
Ugh. So,
yeah.
Well, I hope people don't follow South by Southwest and not offer refunds. That seems yeah. bogus.
I don't think it'll do well for South by Southwest
no.
next year if they don't
no,
refund.
No, yeah. no, not at all.
Seems bad.
Yeah. But you know what? Elon Musk had a good idea about what they could have replaced Coachella with.
Oh, I'm sure he did.
Mm-hmm.
Whew, this guy. He said if it's canceled over coronavirus, why don't we build a mega rave cave under my factory?
Right.
Tesla should have a mega rave cave under the Berlin Gigafactory.
What is he talking about?
What is he doing?
Oh, my God. Remember when I said, should I do an Instagram poll?
Yeah.
He did a Twitter poll.
Right.
Yes or no?
He already beat you to it.
90% in favor. Well, duh. Like, all of his bros are like, yeah, let's have a rave cave. That sounds good. He pledged that the hypothetical subterranean venue would be equipped with a, quote, epic sound system and woofers the size of a car. What is going on with this dude? He appears to have little sympathy for Coachella. He said they should postpone it until it stops sucking. He added that the event was good maybe 5 or 6 years ago when there were great and unknown bands.
Mm-hmm.
Elon Musk.
Let's listen to his song. This is it. It's just yeah. he sees himself
yes.
performing at
yeah.
all three headliners.
Yeah.
Don't doubt our vibe. Okay, so it's another like 5 minutes of that.
Yeah. Here's what I love, though. He said there's just too much corporate sponsorship killing the vibe. So the Coachella Twitter account responded with a photo of Jaden Smith riding a floating Tesla. And he was like, all right, maybe that was cool. He's such a D-bag.
He's such a douche.
Why does he, with the...
It's tough.
And the talking.
No.
You made a good car.
Mm-hmm.
Shh. I think I speak for his stockholders when I say.
And you're truly...
stop talking.
You're truly his demographic. You know, he's a big bro dude.
Is
like,
he?
It seems so, right? Mm-hmm. The guy's like, come to my rave cave.
He does.
I'm building a tunnel.
He seems like he's a freshman in college.
Yeah.
Maybe.
He's like, just do it.
Yeah.
Give me a beer bong.
Oh, God bless him.
That's because he's a douchebag.
Remember when he smoked weed for the first time on Joe Rogan's podcast?
And he held it like it was a crayon. It's like the weirdest hold of a joint I've ever seen.
Oh, I mean, he's a gift.
Yeah.
He is an absolute gift. Teslas are great.
Sure.
Yes.
He makes some very questionable decisions
on Twitter.
He does,
sure. There's that.
And also, I mean, he throws rocks at his windows that then break, which is my favorite thing he's ever done.
That was wonderful.
That may be the best.
That was the best.
Well, we've got some good birthdays today. Anthony Davis, right?
Right. Mm-hmm.
Joel Madden, so you know what's coming next.
Benji.
Yeah, Benji Madden.
Good. Okay.
Yeah,
mm-hmm. right.
they're twin brothers mm-hmm. from sure. Good Charlotte. Johnny Knoxville.
Oh.
All right. Lisa Loeb.
Lisa Loeb.
Stay.
Lisa Loeb.
Lisa Loeb.
Did she come in here recently?
Yeah, she was like just walking by and stood at the door, and we were like, there's Lisa Loeb.
And then she's just like, hi, I just wanted to say hello.
No, literally, it was like we summoned her somehow. It was kind of cool. She's a doll. Mm-hmm. And that's what's happening.
Ellie McKay loves animals.
I do, very much. But you know what, Kevin?
What?
Animals be crazy, yo.
Maybe a raccoon or a story about a dog. Maybe a baboon or a story about a frog. A story about a cat or a pizza rat. A story about a minx or a story about a lynx. Animal stories in the news. Animal stories to cure your blues. Animal stories just for you. Let's find out what they're up to.
You guys, let's start off with something, well, a little sinister, shall we?
Okay.
You guys ever had much interaction with goats?
Thank God, no.
No?
Mm-mm.
Okay, I've done a lot.
A lot
of stuff with goats.
A lot of goats because, in her life.
A lot of goats around me.
Because of TV?
Because of television segments and whatnot. But Kevin, you also have.
Yes, I have too.
Have you had good interactions?
Oh, no, they're always bad.
Thank you, because goats
are dicks. They really are.
Goats are total
100%
dicks.
100% dicks.
Some can be love bugs, but mostly dicks. Enter Charles Roberts. He's a resident at a group home in Northeast Portland. He spotted a goat wandering around a nearby busy street and did the right thing. He guided the animal out of the roadway. He said the encounter started out pleasant, but then the goat followed him inside the group home where he lives, and that's when things got weird.
And that's when the goat began headbutting people inside this adult group home, causing them to barricade themselves inside a room. So Charles called police.
911, what is the location of your emergency?
We got a goat in our house. It's trying to headbutt me and everything. I live in a group home. We need police to help wrangle a goat. I never wrangled a goat in my life before.
Okay.
Right.
I mean, how many people wrangle a goat?
Oh, my God. Charles Roberts calling because he needs help wrangling goat. He was headbutting people in this group home. They are now in a room, locked in there, calling police. This goat is such a dick. But let's say you're the police officer that gets that call in his car.
Mm-hmm.
What would your reaction be? Because this was his.
This can't be real. Right. Like I said, 20 years, as being a police officer for 20 years, you see and go to a lot of calls and see a lot of crazy things. But yeah, when I first saw this and heard it on the radio, didn't think it was real. And so we thought, well, I was mistaken. Somebody was a little intoxicated, a little bit too much.
Not mistaken nor intoxicated. They were barricaded in a room, sir, from a dicky goat.
That dude's never met a goat.
Isn't that creepy?
It's awful.
Mm-hmm.
They found the goat, got him out of the home. He was later identified as an escape artist named Prince. So that's the goat named
that
Prince.
That story has everything.
It really did. This story has everything as well. Meet Ziggy, a 10-year-old cat with no respect for personal space. Mm. He was adopted 3 years ago, so shy at first, but now, once he gets comfortable with you, there is no getting away from Ziggy. His bonding is intense. He just wants to be around you. So Ziggy's parents started working from home recently. Unfortunately, Ziggy wants to be in their lap at all times. That posed a problem trying to work. So what did Ziggy's dad do? Oh, he came up with an idea. He loves sitting in my lap. Why don't I make him a fake lap? So he took a pair of lounge pants, stuffed them to resemble legs, and hid a heating pad in the lap of the pants. For good measure, he added tennis shoe feet and a pillow stomach. Right. We have posted the picture at Kevin Mornings.
That's
you
pretty
guys,
genius.
It's brilliant.
So cute.
They did find it to be a little creepy when friends would come over and they didn't warn them. Listen, we've got a fake lap sitting on the couch.
Several legs there. Don't be worried.
It's not somebody that we, dismembered. It's just for our cat, Ziggy. But
these are people, but they're cats, and this is kind of blowing my mind.
It's blowing my mind. But bottom line from that, Ziggy loves it. Stays on that lap for hours at a time because cats are stupid.
Oh, come on. This was a beautiful story that you decided to ruin.
But so goats are dicks, cats are stupid.
Yeah.
What else you got?
I've got a pig.
A pig, okay.
Would you click this headline? Bacon saved after pedometer eating pigs.
Yes,
after pedometer eating. Okay.
Here's the thing.
It's a lot of words, but here's the thing. This pig has to wear a pedometer because it's being used to prove that the pigs are free range. I thought, why is this pig getting its steps in? But there's a reason to prove that he's free range.
Okay.
The pig ate the pedometer.
Mm.
Unfortunately, a pedometer has to come out. And when it did come out, the copper from the batteries reacted to the pig's poo.
Oh, no.
And
oh,
set
no.
the whole place on
oh,
fire.
Oh, no.
So, basically, the poo
yeah.
burned the place down.
Yeah. Okay. The whole pen. Yeah,
right.
essentially.
Yeah.
But,
that's
know,
fantastic.
You don't want that.
No.
You don't want that happening.
No, you don't.
And this is a lovely story about a dog got out. His little golden retriever got out of the house. But no worries. The woman saw someone returning the dog, opening the door to the home because the door was unlocked, and put the dog back in. That man, a FedEx driver, found the dog, saw the little name on the collar, and was like, I know that house. I'll just bring him home. She sees it on the Ring account, and here's what she had to say.
He interrupted his day and his package delivery schedule to pick her up and then hand carry her into our home and lock the door behind him. And he is certainly our family's hero.
Menzies still hoping to thank their hero in person.
Other than Kim via text, I don't know him personally, so we haven't seen him again yet.
Here's my thing. You had time.
Mm-hmm.
To go on Inside Edition. Probably they did your makeup, did your hair, lit up the house for that interview. Mm-hmm. You have his number to text him.
Sure.
Doesn't seem that difficult
Could
to take the next step.
Maybe invite the FedEx driver over for the interview. Make him the hero. I hate that lady. She doesn't deserve that golden retriever named Catcher. And finally, a story. It's like it's plucked straight from my dreams. A miniature Shetland pony. Named Patrick, you're enjoying a drink at a pub in Devon,
mm-hmm.
and in walks, nay, in gallops,
mm-hmm.
a little pony to have a sip of Guinness. That is Patrick the pub pony, you guys. He just cruises around, walks into pubs, they give him a little drink, and he's even served a carrot, which is his pub snack of choice. And I say you didn't ask Patrick, because Patrick the pub pony isn't like, you know what I could really use right now with this Guinness?
A carrot. Wait, is he with a human?
He is.
Oh, okay.
But
I was nervous there's just random horses walking
I'd
around.
I'd like to think there's a random pub pony in Devon
just cruising in.
Just on a pub crawl its whole life?
No, he's with the human.
Good, okay.
But the first time he walked in, people were like, why is there a pony in this pub? Now he's in there all the time. The part I loved about this story is how many pictures he takes with children, to which I ask, why are there children in this pub? I've got to get me to Devon.
A lot of questions about this story.
But I love Patrick the pony. Named Patrick because he was born on St. Patrick's Day. He cruising into a pub and has a Guinness.
He was born to do it.
It's pretty strong.
He was born to do it. Want to know why?
Why?
Animals be crazy, yo.
Animal stories in the news. Animal stories to cure your blues.
You guys see people panicking at a store buying toilet paper. What's your feeling?
I mean, to get toilet paper myself, we're in trouble.
That's my thought, too. Allie?
I'm already mad that there's no free samples, so I've probably left.
Okay.
What do you mean, Costco? I'm out of here. But also, I should probably get toilet paper,
Even
too.
If you have, you don't even think, how much toilet paper do I have? You just go, I got to get some.
I need more.
I need to do
obviously.
It right now.
That to me is non-negotiable, the toilet paper. Water, maybe I'll be like, we're fine. But, I mean, you got to clean your butt.
I mean, that's true. It's tough to argue. Muggs, where did you go yesterday?
I went to the Costco in Woodland Hills, California, in the mm-hmm. beautiful San Fernando Valley.
Mm-hmm.
And I was interviewing panic shoppers.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, most of them didn't seem to be panicking, though.
You give it your best to try and make them panic, though, and I do appreciate that.
Yeah.
I do like that.
So here's the audio. Sir, did you find everything you needed today?
Not quite.
Did they have enough toilet paper in there?
They didn't have anything.
Nothing.
Zero.
Did you say you, sir, are a panic shopper?
No, I'm just relaxed. I don't.
Are you panicked, sir?
No, I'm not. I just feel that, people taking advantage of buying extra and then reselling on the internet, which by now everybody is aware of what's going on, taking advantage of the situation of the coronavirus, which is even more seeking the people. Instead of, helping the people to realize, hey, life still goes on.
If I were to tell you right now, in my trunk, I got about a 24-pack of Charmin for about $4.99 a roll. Would you be in?
Why'd you turn into Mike Ditka there?
He's so Chicago.
So when I start doing my bargain, and when I start bargaining, I get, you know, yeah.
Real gangster.
Life still goes on.
If I were to tell you right now, in my trunk, I got about a 24-pack of Charmin for about $4.99 a roll. Would you be in?
No.
I heard, you know, those CVS receipts, the long CVS receipts, those double well as toilet paper.
Yes, I believe you. Yeah, and you know, all those coupons that they printed on those receipts, they expired the next day.
Oh.
So that's even, you know, making it worse because those receipts, I mean, come on, you know, hey.
Were they all out of toilet paper in that Costco, did you notice?
They were.
And where does that leave you?
A creek.
He said he has plenty at home.
He's good.
See?
Do you know, were they just out of everything there? Because it seems like everyone's kind of bummed.
They were out of toilet paper.
Wow.
Not everything.
Costco.
I haven't heard the rest of this.
Okay.
But
were you there, though?
I was.
Okay, good. But nervous.
I don't know how we edited.
I don't want to give away anything.
Okay, all right, all right.
They were.
And where does that leave you?
A creek. You know, yeah. I've got plenty of toilet paper at home.
What do you think of all the people buying them and price gouging?
The panic is, in my opinion, unnecessary. And anybody who buys a price gouged item is crazy.
This is really the most chill group of choppers ever.
I wonder if there were ever any fights or anything at this Costco, because this just seems like they're all, like, stoned.
They're vaping on their way in.
Yeah, like, they're just really chill.
This is insane.
Is this next to a cannabis store?
It might have been.
Okay. Yeah.
Are you not falling for the coronavirus panic?
No, I don't see a need for panic. Everybody's going to get it eventually. And, you know, some of us will die. Most of us.
I love this guy so far.
Yeah.
But hold on.
Surrealist.
97.89 will not.
Okay, he's a mathematician.
Okay. Yeah, okay. Yeah, okay.
So, you know, if you're an old person like me, you know, you have a better chance of kicking off, but a bus will.
This guy's
very optimistic.
The dude is so chill about himself dying.
Yeah.
And you know what?
It's like Hunger Games. He's like, there's a certain percentage that's going to die, and we got to live
with
it.
Wow. The old people like me, I'm going to kick off.
Yeah.
Just how we're
kicking off, but a bus will kill you just as fast, not faster.
All right. Probably cool. Faster.
By the way, it sounds like a bus passed him.
Yes.
You said that.
Yes.
All right.
Wouldn't that have been ironic?
Yeah.
Boom!
So I was at the entrance of the Costco right here in Woodland Hills, and I got kicked out by management. So now I'm in the parking lot, and I'm trying to maybe do some rogue interviews here. It's raining, so I don't know how willing people will be to talk to me in the
burping?
Rain. But.
What's happening? Are you just burping?
Yeah.
Of course.
Of course.
Okay. All
right. You know what some of us will do is we just pull the microphone a little bit.
Yeah.
Just a little bit.
I like realism.
All right. Okay.
Excuse me, ma'am. Would you like to be interviewed on the radio about panic? Okay. Thank you. All right.
Well.
Didn't work. It's hard out here for a pimp. I wish I was Chuck Henry right now.
Are you panicking now?
A little bit.
Okay.
So I see you just went to Costco. You're pretty stocked up. Did they have everything you needed?
Most of it. They ran out of paper, toilet paper. They said that we have to be here super early, like an hour before they open, because they sell out in less than 30 minutes.
Oh, it's like Black Friday for toilet paper.
Yes, there's no more. And then the water, we got lucky because they just stocked right now. Other than that, they're really low on a lot of things.
Are you one of the people who's like kind of going with the whole coronavirus panic?
We don't want to freak out. We know that, you know, if we take care of our health, it's going to be okay. But we are preventing, you know, by any chance if things get worse, we don't want to be without needs that we need, you know.
But that old guy before me, he's going to die pretty quickly. He's going to kick
for
off.
Sure.
Yes?
No, I'm just baffled. They have to get there an hour before the store opens to get toilet paper?
And then it sells out in 30 minutes.
Yeah.
Crazy.
What is going on?
Do you guys have enough toilet paper at home?
We have some right now, so we're okay with that. But we need more, obviously, just in case.
You know, those CVS receipts, they double really well as toilet paper.
All right, so thank you.
They're really long.
Oh, thank you.
She had no interest for you. See, because
she's literally walking away.
Bye.
Okay, thank you.
Okay. See ya.
All right, bye.
If you run out of water, I might have some tap water in the back of my truck that I'm selling.
That's quite an offer.
Tap water
in the back of his truck
that I'm selling.
For about $1.25 less than Kirkland.
Oh, really? Yeah, sure. No, but we're fine. We took four packs of water bottles, so thanks.
And you guys got cup of noodles. In my opinion, the most important thing for a widespread panic is cup of noodles.
Yes, that's true.
Did you guys find everything you needed?
Not really.
Not really?
Were they all out of toilet paper?
There's no toilet paper, no no rice.
No rice? What are you going to do for sushi night?
Rice? I'm sorry, what?
No rice.
No rice.
There's a run on rice?
Again, Costco is a volume.
I've never seen anything sell out at Costco. Yeah.
Never.
Plus, they make you get way more than you want to get.
Yeah.
No rice.
No rice. What are you going to do for sushi night?
I don't know.
I really, honestly, I've snuck back on to the Costco property for one thing and one thing only. I mean, the only thing that matters.
The only thing that matters.
It's going to be food.
The hot dog or the pizza. It's a pretty good service over there.
For sure.
The $1.50 hot dog and soda.
Yeah.
We're going to take a bite right here.
That's our muds.
There you go.
Oh,
oh yeah. Oh, yeah, that's good.
Now I'm panicked.
Oh,
don't,
yeah.
Don't need.
Can't beat that $1.50.
Okay. Oh, boy.
Hot dog and a soda.
Okay.
Right. Oh, yeah.
I'm okay. By the way, the real reason people should be panicking at Costco.
Yeah.
April 6th, 2020.
Uh-huh.
Non-Costco members will not be able to purchase their delicious food anymore.
No!
Mugs with the exclusive.
Are you sure?
100%. Signs posted on the window when I ordered my hot dog yesterday.
This is the true coronavirus.
This is awful.
This is...
Where am I going to get my $1.50 hot dog?
I don't know. Honestly, this is bigger than Coachella to me.
Yeah.
I had no idea they were going to do that.
So, looks like I have to become a Costco member.
I'm voting for whoever stops that, basically. Whatever candidate says that's
it. It's the world famous K-Rock. It's Kevin in the Morning with Allie and Jensen at 6:53. And Allie is here with another look at what's happening.
Guys, a song that we play here on Kevin in the Morning, as well as K-Rock, has officially been named the biggest global single of 2019. The biggest global single.
Okay.
That's around the world.
Great album. Great album. I didn't know who I was until I heard this album.
I mean, a lot of us thought that. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. That song.
It's Corona time.
Yeah.
Hey, it's Corona time.
This is weird
right now.
That we all missed it last year. Come on, Kevin. That's not the song.
Sorry.
So you're a tough guy, like you really rough guy. Just can't get enough, guy. Just always so puff, guy. I'm that bad type.
Not surprising.
Yeah, not surprising at all. By the way, that's Billie Eilish's first album, When We All Fall Asleep. Her fifth single off of her first album is the biggest global single of the last year.
Yeah.
That's bonkers. Any idea what any others on the top 10 are?
Another Billie Eilish?
No.
Oh.
It's just for the year, you're
for
saying?
For the year.
Well, there's a BTS song.
Nope.
Wow, okay.
Yeah.
All right. Global, I'm thinking.
You know, global.
Thinking global. Lil Nas X?
Of course. Number two with Old Town Road.
Okay. There has to be a Drake song.
There is not.
Ooh.
I know.
Okay.
I was shocked at this list, and I can say...
Are there some that we won't guess, no matter?
I think so. But okay. I was shocked at this list that out of... all the global singles of 2019, I own two of them.
Ooh, that is a shock.
Yeah.
All right, let's go. I mean,
Taylor Swift.
Taylor Swift is not on there. Okay. Number 10, Halsey, Without Me.
Okay.
Number 9, the only other one I own, Louis Capaldi, Someone You Love.
Sure.
Number 8, Lady Gaga and Bradley Cooper with Shallow.
Oh, that feels like it was 7 years ago.
Which seems so old. It seems so old.
How was that last year?
Number 7, Ed Sheeran and Justin Bieber, I Don't Care.
Oh.
I don't care.
Me either.
Okay.
I feel like that song was a dud.
Yeah, well, not globally, it would have
apparently. What about number 6, Tones and I with Dance Monkey? That chunky monkey.
You made that up.
Dance Monkey.
What? You're just saying words now.
Chunky. No, I'm singing Grass Monkey by... Yeah.
No, I know.
But... Yeah, it's... No, Dance Monkey. Have you ever heard that?
No.
No.
Oh, Mugs, go ahead. Go ahead.
I was waiting for Kevin to say no.
Okay.
That was one of his That's My Jam picks.
Really?
No, there's no way. Are you serious?
Oh, by the way, there's absolutely a way. What's the name of the song?
Dance Monkey?
It's not isolated, so...
Is it possibly the song that you Shazammed in a club in Spain? I need it to be that one.
I don't remember the name of that one.
I need it to be that one.
I do not remember the name of that song.
Dance Monkey by Tones and I.
He, you know what?
It does sound familiar now. It does sound familiar.
He did.
Oh, Kevin, you're a gift.
Great.
Number five, Ariana Grande with Seven Rings. Okay. Number four, Post Malone with Sunflower.
Should have thought that.
This one, I can't believe you didn't think of because you could not escape this song. Mm-hmm. Shawn Mendes and Camila Cabello with Senorita. And then, of course, Old Town Road, Lil Nas X, number two, and Billie Eilish with Bad Guy coming in. Number one, named the biggest global single of 2019. But Tones and I, Dance Monkey.
How about that?
Kevin's favorite song.
How about that?
Kevin's
jam. I couldn't sing it for you now.
No.
No.
No idea.
No. Sing it. You don't know the title.
Oh, wait. Here.
It's Corona time.
Is that it? Okay. Cool.
Hey, it's Corona time.
It's a part
right
most
now.
People don't listen to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love that Muggs is like, one of Kevin's picks, and that's my jam.
Holding it, waiting.
He's like, please say you don't know it. Please say you don't know it.
Crazy.
Kevin, you're such a disease.
Has anybody ever said you look like someone and it ticked you off? You're like, God damn it. Maybe it's someone not only do you not think you look like them, but maybe you don't think they're as attractive as you. Has that ever happened? Who do people say you look like?
Well, I get that guy from Impractical Jokers all the time, the guy Q, which is very weird. All the time. I know, and I don't see it really.
No, I don't see that.
And then the Verizon guy.
Sure.
A lot.
Sure.
And then Dave Attell a lot, which I don't really see, other than the fact that we're both Jews with beards.
No, he's schlubby. Yeah. You're not schlubby.
Way schlubbier.
I say that in the nicest way, because I love Dave Attell.
I think he thinks he's a schlub.
Oh, yeah.
That's probably it for me.
Who do you get, Muggs? Muggs, do you get that you look like someone?
Sweet James Bergner?
Exactly.
Sweet James!
So much so.
Yes.
And now that there's billboards of him everywhere,
it's killing you.
It's me.
It's you.
Not helping.
I see Muggs every day when I go home. Billboard right near my house.
It can't help, because I've seen it on the billboards too, and I go, God, he looks like Muggs.
You should see how many people will send me like pictures.
Yeah.
Hey, look at you!
Right?
Yeah. I'm just like a...
Muggs, you're being confused with a lawyer.
I know!
That's kind of awesome.
That is pretty cool.
Right? All right.
Best case scenario.
Well, not cool for this man who punched a guy in the face because this random guy referred to him as Drew Carey. So a 34-year-old North Carolina man named Brian Bauer socked him in the face.
I'd like to punch him in the face.
He told the cops, the victim called me Drew Carey and it made me mad, so I hit him. He's been charged with battery, which is a misdemeanor, booked into the county jail. He was released on $500 bond after about 8 hours. The arrest report does note that there was an indication of alcohol influence.
Oh, how about
no
that?
Way!
Really?
Also, is Drew Carey really that big of an insult? I mean,
no, not even a little bit.
You ever get punched in the face for talking too much?
But I guess you're drunk and someone's like, "What's up, Drew Carey?" Then you hit him, right? I mean, you gotta hit him. How do you not hit him?
I think you just don't hit people.
You don't hit him
surprised.
For the most part.
It's insane. Like when people are like, "Hey, Angela from The Office," and I'm like, "No, I'm not her." And they're like, "I loved you in The Office. Thank you. I'm not her. You were great in The Office. Again, thank you. What was your
still
favorite episode?" No, then I'll just
then
engage.
You just go with it.
Absolutely.
One time at a Dodger game, a guy was very drunk and kept calling me the Verizon guy and telling his friends it's the Verizon guy, and then he made me sign his phone. And I just was like, okay, I'll sign your phone.
Just sign
wow.
Yeah, did you sign it, the Verizon guy?
Yes.
Yeah. Do you hear me now?
The Verizon guy. Yeah. Just
oh
the
God.
Verizon guy. I don't even
I love
know his
it.
Real name. How
I don't
could
think
I
anyone
sign?
Does.
But I told him, I even looked at his friends, I'm like, I'm not the guy. So this is just me signing his cell phone.
And he had T-Mobile.
Yeah, probably.
Which is the weird part.
He didn't even like the company.
Wait, Verizon guy is now at AT&T, right?
No. Sprint.
Yeah. Sprint.
Yeah, he's now at Sprint.
Okay.
Easy, Muggs.
Muggs.
What the
calm
hell?
Your tease. Muggs. He like jumped across the board.
He was ready
what
for that
hell,
one.
What the hell, dude?
Muggs.
No!
Muggs really keeps up on the inner cell phone industry talk.
Golly.
No, Sprint!
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm a Sprint head.
What the hell?
Just like Kevin said no to Tones and I. I was waiting for you to say the wrong cell phone
call. Muggs is just waiting to pounce today.
Wow.
Yeah.
Just waiting to pounce.
All right. Well, happy birthday to these people, unless Muggs doesn't like you. Anthony Davis, Peter Berg, Terrence Howard, Benji and Joel Madden, and Johnny Knoxville. Alicia Loeb.
So I sat down and looked at the video for Dance Monkey.
Yeah.
And I was like, boy, I'm losing it.
Yeah, because you didn't even know
that's my jam.
Yeah.
I'm losing it.
And then Muggs sang a bit for me. Sing it just a smidge, Muggs.
Dance monkey, boy,
no, boy, boy. And then I was like, oh no, I own that song. It's dance monkey, one more time. And then I looked at the video and I was like, oh no, that was Bean's pick. Because he sent me the video It was totally beans picked.
Oh,
so,
Mugs, it's apology time.
Look, Kevin, I'm sorry. I'm really sorry I called you out, and it wasn't. You guys did the show for 30 years together. Mm-hmm. I can never tell you apart.
Oh, gosh.
Nice.
See what you did.
I did see a guy at the Galaxy game on Saturday mm-hmm. night, and he was very impressed, and his friend didn't care at all.
Yeah.
And we had a five-minute okay. conversation, and he's like, smile, Bean.
Oh, 5 minutes.
It happens all the time.
Yeah, all the time.
No worries.
Sweet
all right.
spirit.
No worries.
Well, yeah. it's Wednesday, which you guys know what that means.
Mm-hmm. What?
It means that I bring you things that you should know about. Things that mm-hmm. have not yet hit the mainstream or things that you may have missed over the past decade. Things that I think deserve more attention.
Okay.
It's a really busy world out there when it comes to media. So this is Get Up On This.
Get up. Get on up. On this. Get up.
You know, I had a podcast called Get Up On This for 10 years.
What?
Where I told people things that I think will break soon, and I had a pretty good track record. And here on this show, I've been doing it now for about a year and a half with mm-hmm. the same kind of results. And
you've had some misses.
Oh, I can admit that. It's time for another one, though. This week.
Another miss or a hit?
No, this is a hit.
A hit.
This is a hit.
And it's time for another one.
This is. All right, it's a miss. Okay. This is the TV landscape we're in these days. I mean, we talk about it a whole lot on this show. There's too much TV. And now with all of us looking at 14 days of quarantine, you're going to need me more than ever.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? We're going to be staring at that screen for more than we ever expected. So, I hope this week I can cut your way through the forest so that you can see the trees, and more specifically, three new and upcoming programs that you can see on your TV that are very, very good. And I don't think any of you know the three.
Okay.
Excellent.
All right. With the recent success of movies like Parasite and Us, there's a major sort of conscious movement going on where we focus on sort of a new forefront of class disparity and race issues, things that were sort of like... push towards comedies like Trading Places and Coming to America. But mm-hmm. now it's all, you know, that's kind of what we're facing in real life. So it's being reflected on the screen, and my first pick does it really well. It's on Netflix, coming up on March 20th. And the movie is called The Platform.
Never heard of it.
Have you know?
Okay. Love it.
It is a movie. Well, it's a little early.
I love
slow down
getting to know things that I've never heard of.
Great. Okay.
I love that.
It first premiered at the Toronto Film Festival in 2019, and it ended up securing a coveted worldwide deal with Netflix.
Uh-huh.
And this Spanish language sci-fi.
Why are you doing this? Why
do I have to read? Spanish.
Because no, I mean, listen, it is well worth it.
Okay.
It is a Spanish language sci-fi thriller, and it just got its first trailer now. It has subtitles, so don't hold that against it. I have Kevin on my team now. He loved Parasite.
Parasite was great.
So he's moving on. He's looking for
favorite movie of the year.
Exactly. See? This one looks really good. It's set in a dystopian tower-style prison that has many levels.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? The movie focuses on how they eat. The whole thing is almost an experiment for how they're eating because a huge feast, starts at the top level of the tower
mm-hmm.
and then gradually is lowered to each story, enabling the inmates along the way to either take more than their fair share or leave behind just scraps for those below them and be completely inconsiderate to those dependent on the meal. So does that make
I do not want to see what the people on the bottom floor are eating.
Well, that's the whole movie. It's really good in that way. However, one inmate sees the humanity lacking in this way and decides he's going to change the system. It has a little bit of the sci-fi movie, which I've talked about on the show, Cube, in it there a little bit, as well as like Gosford Park and obviously a bit of Parasite. Let's listen to a bit of the trailer, mostly for our Spanish-speaking listeners.
Hay tres clases de personas. Los de arriba, los de abajo, los que caen.
¿Y usted sabe en qué consiste esto del hoyo?
Obvio. Comer.
¿Qué vamos a comer?
Lo que le sobra a los de arriba.
What it's saying is there's people on the top, there's people on the bottom, mm-hmm. and there's those who fall. Mm-hmm. Which is, it's a really cool movie. And it looks, if you're into sci-fi and you're looking for anything with a little bit of a message, Platform will be amazing. All right, so that's the 20th of March. Very promising on Netflix. Second up, it's another Netflix release on March 20th. And this one, Allie, has your name all over
it. Excellent.
Okay? It's a documentary, and it's a brand new true crime story. It is called Tiger King, Murder, Mayhem, and Madness.
All right.
You know what
I mean? Might as well just say, Allie, watch this.
Yeah.
Okay. None of you know it, right?
No.
Just yesterday, the trailer dropped. It's produced by the same guys who produced the better of the two Firefest docs, Fire. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
It follows a larger-than-life, hardly believable man named Joe Exotic.
Okay? Oh, my gosh.
Wow.
This guy.
You know him?
Oh, he's ridiculous.
This is a documentary about
him.
Oh,
yes! Yes.
Okay, he is mulleted, he's gun-toting, he's a polygamist, and he's a country western singer who is the owner and curator of an Oklahoma roadside zoo, okay? Yeah. He looks like if wrestler Diamond Dallas Page was inbred and was a hitman, okay? So with more tigers currently in captivity in the United States than in the wild, that's the truth. There are more tigers in captivity here than in the wild. There are crazy stories about people who own big cats out there, and some are real garbage people. But when animal activist and big cat sanctuary owner Carol Baskin begins to try to get political favor to put zoos like Joe Exotics out of business, well, things take a very weird turn. Joe gets arrested for attempting to hire a hitman to kill Carol. There are drug kingpins involved. There are magicians involved.
This dude's life is bonkers.
There are cult leaders that get involved. It's a wild ride. Let's listen to a quick segment from the trailer. And yes, it does end with Joe Exotics' music career.
It's not every day that a zookeeper went to prison for murder for hire.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. My name's Joe Exotic, and this is Sarge.
He was like a mythical character living out in the middle of bum Oklahoma, who owned 1,200 tigers and lions and bears and
You're gonna have to kill me to shut me up. This is my first album, I Saw Tiger. There's 28 songs and 16 music videos.
I saw Tiger, now I understand.
Wait, that's real?
That's 100%.
And when you see him, you're going to think it's fake. He's got like this white hair, and then it's like dyed, not dyed here, then a white long mullet in the back. He's bonkers.
He owns 1,200 big cats, and he runs a zoo.
That's insane.
Yeah, and he's been arrested for trying high. I mean, listen, it is a great story. Netflix, March 20th. I mean, people are going to be freaking out over this one, so I'm excited to bring that to the show. Lastly, on the subject of documentaries, FX's first foray into the genre is a four-part series called The Most Dangerous Animal of All. Anyone know it?
No.
All right. It follows the successful businessman Gary L. Stewart as he searches for his real father, a man named Earl Van Best Jr., who he is convinced is the Zodiac Killer.
One
of the most infamous and uncaptured serial killers in history. The series is produced by the same people that made an amazing documentary that you should all see called Hero Dream of Sushi. Really, really good. And an Oscar-nominated director is involved. Now, this is based on Stewart's book of the same title, which has been picked apart and debunked by experts over time because he really is confident that his dad is the killer. But there are some facts that don't go with him, and there are some facts that do go with him. But real or not, and you go back and forth while watching, the journey of Stewart is full of twists and turns about the Zodiac Killer and also his really interesting life and his complicated birth mother. Here's a small clip of that.
The Zodiac said, if you crack this cipher, you will have my identity. I immediately saw my father's name.
What are the odds that Gary Stewart thinks his father was a Zodiac killer and they've got the same handwriting, the same scar, and they're in the same places?
If you look to the DNA, there's a 99% probability.
Things begin to get tense. He believes it very strongly.
I would much rather go home and say, we don't have that defective gene.
It's been consuming his entire life.
He believes he is the son of the Zodiac.
So it is
intense
and awesome.
Yeah, I'm in.
Four episodes in the season. The first one aired on the 6th, so the second one will air on Friday now. True Crime Hubs will definitely want to check it out. Okay, three picks. The Platform, a film on Netflix coming out March 20th. That's about class disparity and eating in a weird towered prison. All right, we got that down. Second one is a Netflix original documentary that you are all in for, Tiger King, Murder, Mayhem, and Madness. That comes out the 20th as well.
By the way, he could have been our president. I feel like he ran for president.
Tiger King.
Am I going crazy?
It's not talked about in what I've seen, but it's very possible.
Okay.
And then third, the FX documentary, The Most Dangerous Animal of All, about a man who believes the Zodiac Killer is his father. Second of four episodes this Friday night. I hope this helps.
Jensen, this was a hit.
Thank you. I won't put this in the misses. Let me know what you guys think when you see this. You could send us a tweet or even text us at 1-800-520-1067. But for now, let's get up on this.
Get up, get on up, on this.
Get up, get on up,
on this.
Get up,
get on up,
on this.
Get up,
get on up,
on this.
All right, coming up next, dumb things you did to impress someone hot.
Yeah.
Okay.
We all have those stories, unfortunately. That's coming. Listen, we all see someone who's hot, and we go, yeah, I want to impress that person.
Sure. Mm-hmm. Whatever they like,
whatever
I'll,
it is,
I'll like.
I'll do it because I want to impress. I'm not into it, but I'm going to act like
sure.
I am.
Sure.
I mean, but there's probably a line of how far you'd go. I mean, would you run like a half marathon?
No, don't be ridiculous.
That's insane.
I wouldn't even run a mile, I don't think.
All right, that seems weird.
Boop!
Hi, Muggs.
Hey, Muggs.
Why are you looking at me, guys?
Well, yesterday you admitted that you had signed up for a half marathon.
Right.
And we were questioning it. We were like, what's going on? Have you trained at all? Your answer?
Zero.
You were sent like free gym clothes and gym shoes.
I keep getting stuff sent to me as of yesterday. I mean, it keeps coming.
Okay. Yeah. Fitness apparel. And yet you haven't even opened some of the boxes.
I've opened one.
It's very busy.
And so what the hell's happening in your life that you can't open boxes of free S?
Very busy.
He's got to go to Costco outside
what?
For an hour. Okay, so then we dug deeper and found out that maybe the person who asked you is a woman you find attractive.
Yeah, she might be good looking.
Okay.
I mean, you didn't have to dig much deeper. You just asked.
I literally
said,
is she hot, Muggs? And your answer was yes. So
you
not
can
a
see.
Lot of digging, but.
Yeah, you could see what maybe a hot person can make you do in your life.
Sure.
Unbelievable.
Yeah. We're going to take your calls and texts at 1-800-520-1067. If you found yourself on the dumb end of that, you were an idiot. You were trying to impress somebody that you found attractive.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I did it with a, he was a teacher's aide in college for a bio class I had to take. He was smoking hot. And I thought, if I learn a ton about mitosis and meiosis,
which you have
no interest, none.
Right.
He might be like, she loves science. She's someone I could really see myself with. And then we got to talking a little bit, and I wound up dating the guy.
What?
No.
Yeah, I had to drop the class, which I was like, I'll do it. No problem.
Very
like,
happy
are
to
you
drop
sure?
that one.
Yeah, I dropped the class, and we dated. And
did you ever tell him that you were putting that on that you didn't care about?
100%.
Right.
Yeah, about 3 months in, I was like, by the way, I studied my butt off just to impress you about science. And he's like, why?
It's science.
Okay, cool.
I feel like I would be worse at science on purpose so that he had to tutor me.
I thought about that.
Yeah, it's the other way.
Yeah, but I knew when his office hours was, and they weren't convenient.
Right.
So I went for after office hours. Bow chicka bow wow. By the way, I looked that guy up about a year ago. He lives in Camarillo.
Oh.
Yeah, divorced. Thought about reaching out. Give a call if I should.
Nope, 1-800. No, nope. Please don't call.
I think you should.
He had to leave
no
his,
question.
He had to leave his wife when he was found with another student.
He wasn't like old. He was in his 20s.
He was a teacher's aide.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not that old. I dated a girl for a minute, now maybe 8 years ago, where she was very attractive. And we had Christmas at her family's house, and she was like, if you're going to come to my family's house, you have to follow the tradition we do every Christmas day. And I was like, all right. And then she handed me a pair of Christmas onesies. Like,
oh, no.
And her whole family wore these onesies, and
Lord.
They all matched. And I had only been dating her for, like, 2 months.
No.
Did you think this is a joke at my expense? I'm going to walk out in this, and the whole family's going to laugh.
No. Let's say they weren't a bunch of stand-ups, Kevin. They weren't super
funny.
I'm
just saying. Yeah. That's what would be my first thought. No,
it would be amazing.
This is a setup.
Yeah. Yeah. This family had the sense of humor of the type of family who has matching onesies if they take it serious. And so I put it on, and it was too small. It looked bad. It, like, came up to my, like, my calf. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, you had like camel toe.
It wasn't a good look. And I was like, you know what? No one will know, you know?
Yeah.
And then they took a family photo.
Oh, no. You're on a wall framed.
Is that photo available to us in any way?
I don't think so. Once we broke up, you know, a couple days later, I'm sure they just got rid of it. But, I mean, like, I was nervous where on Facebook it would pop up.
That guy wasn't wearing the onesie for the right reasons.
Yeah. I would have 100% not worn it in any other situation.
Amazing.
Yeah.
I found some online. There's a guy who was 16 years old, and this is a different time, clearly, hitchhiked to Florida to prove his love for his teenage crush.
Oh, wow.
And his mom was supportive of it. He was 16. She, like, drove him to the edge of town. She's like, go ahead, son. Good luck.
Good Lord.
Maybe his mom hated him. You think that?
She wanted him out.
Like, just get out of the house.
Wherever. I don't care where you go. Just hitchhike someplace else.
Beat it.
So you did something ridiculous to impress somebody hot.
Yeah.
Guy or girl. 1-800-520-1067. You can call on that number or text, and we will talk to you next. Just before we get back to the music, we are going to take some calls. Jody ended up in the hospital trying to impress someone, Jason ended up almost dying.
And people are texting from the 626. Drunk me tried impressing a sober girl by speaking French. I don't speak French. From the 626 as well, I became a soccer fan for the LAFC because I like a girl, even buying season tickets just to see if I can hang out with her at the game.
Oh, I respect that.
That's a typical LAFC fan, am I right?
That's a commitment.
How dare you?
1-800-520-1067 is the number. We'll talk to you next.
That's my team.
This is a 24K Golden.
Mm-hmm.
And we're talking about you did something stupid to impress someone hot. And Jody has been holding on. Thank you, Jody. Jason, you hold on. We'll get to you in a second. Hey, Jody.
Hi.
So you did what to impress a guy?
I went skiing.
Went skiing? Could you ski? Could you ski?
Minimally.
Okay.
And he was a very, very good skier, and I just tried my best to keep up with him, and we were on, I don't know if it was a black diamond or whatever.
I think you wouldn't know that, Jody.
I was not that educated about skiing, but I was trying my best to keep up with him, and all of a sudden he stopped and he turned around and looked at me and went, oh my, I thought, oh my gosh, I'm going to kill him. I don't know how to stop. And the attempt to stop resulted in snapping my tibia, fibula, at the boot top.
God, no.
It was really, really ugly. They couldn't set it through normal means. I mean, you know, there's the whole toboggan ride and getting backed off the mountain. And then I ended up in the ER, and all the attempts to set normally failed, and they ended up having to perform surgery and put a rod in my leg.
Laughing.
Jody, question.
Whoa!
After this.
Oh, man! Oh, man!
Hey, Jody, curious, did you continue to date?
Did you date him at all after that?
Oh, this is such an excellent question. When the accident happened, it was February 10th. On 14th of February, you know that special day?
Sure.
He brought me this super sweet card. It said, it's been great. See ya. I'm still laying in the hospital bed.
He broke up with you. Again,
stop
not
laughing,
funny,
ma'am.
He broke up with you when you were laid up in the hospital.
On Valentine's Day.
Yeah, see? He was a fine, fine young man.
Yeah. Yeah. Jody, winner. That's why you date snowboarders. Yeah. Screw the skiers.
Cooler dudes.
Yeah.
Thank you for the call. We appreciate that. Let's go to Jason in Lakewood. Good morning, Jason.
Hey, good morning, guys. Good morning, Allie.
Hey.
You did something stupid to impress someone hot.
Oh, it was super stupid, and she's smoking hot. And so we were up at Winslow, and we were kind of swimming. There's a little river up there, and a bunch of the guys we were with were like, hey, let's go cliff diving. And they've done it before, and they've been there before. And
but you'd never cliff dive before, right?
I don't even like diving off the low dive.
Jason.
And she was like, it seems really simple. You just kind of walk forward. And I was like, yeah, it's super simple. Go watch this. And it's not like cliff diving like in Acapulco where you have to wait on the waves to come in, but it was literally like 6 or 7 stories up in the air off the cliff in the water.
Oh, God.
So as I enter the water and it comes up my body, it knocks the wind out of me. So I'm now 20, 30 feet down in the water. The wind's knocked out of me. I pass out. Luckily, the dude on the cliff above me knew what happened, jumped in, grabbed me by the hair and pulled me back to the shore.
And you started dating him. Right?
What a beautiful ending.
That's a sweet ending right there.
Bro, I'm straight up not having a good time.
That's awful, Jason.
That
did you
really
die?
That's a great question.
I did not.
Okay, good. Okay.
All right.
Super close. I mean, I had some flashbacks, but didn't quite pull it off that time.
I have one final question for you.
Big ones, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Some of the texts coming in are really good. 909 Ernie in Upland. When I was in high school, I became a vegetarian for about 6 months to impress a girl I had a crush on. Long story short, she didn't care. From the 714, I joined the circus to impress this guy. Joined the circus to impress a guy I thought was so handsome my freshman year of college. I learned how to do fire POI. Fire poi? I think that's like some weird circus thing. We became good friends. And then I found out he liked boys.
It's disappointing.
We all have one of those.
If you started traveling with the circus.
But you learned fire poi.
Just got that. Yeah.
Let's go to Anna in Van Nuys. Good morning.
Good morning, guys.
Morning.
So you did something dumb to attract someone hot.
So we went out one night, and we were drinking already, pre-gaming. So I wore these big 6-inch platform heels impress them, and I thought I looked good, and I was doing good in being tipsy and in heels.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So we went over to the Marriott in Woodland Hills to meet up with some friends and have some drinks. And we parked across the street because, I don't know, they didn't want a valet. So we're like, all right, cool. It's right across the street. I completely underestimated the sidewalk heels.
Oh, no.
Because I tried to, walk over or around it, and I completely fell. But the worst part was there was this huge, giant, emergency water shutoff valve that had a huge metal rod protruding, out of it, and I completely sliced my neck all the way down.
Whoa! Oh, man! Oh, man! Oh, man!
And did it impress him?
And then my friend comes around and she looks at me. At first she was laughing. Mm-hmm. And then she's like, oh, you're bleeding. And I didn't even realize until I touched my neck and it was just covered in blood.
Nice.
Very cool.
And then I called the paramedics and they said that I had, thankfully it was just a laceration. But they said if it went any deeper, it would have sliced through my carotid.
Oh, my God. You would not be calling us right now.
What a terrible way to die.
Did you trash those heels immediately?
Did. I was done. I was like, no.
Yeah.
No more.
Bad phone's cut now.
I'm sorry, right. Annie. Your phone's cut now.
Are we able to take Luca? We have to. Yeah.
Hey, Luca.
How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
What to do?
He's very tough sounding, so keep that in mind when you hear his story.
What happened, Luca?
Oh, okay. Thank you. Anyway, so I was about 15. I was at a party with this girl I was crushing on, and she was talking about, oh, I think nipple rings are so hot. So I took these two bobby pins, and right in front of her, I was like, oh, really? You think it's hot? Boom, boom. Stuck them right through. Went to the bathroom, cried like a little baby, took them out and blowing on them.
And was she impressed?
You know, honestly, I was in so much pain, I just ran to the bathroom. I don't even know.
No,
I've never been the same.
Did you ever see her again?
If people don't know, bobby pins don't have a sharp side.
No, not really.
They are blunt objects. You pierce your nipples with a blunt, like, it's nothing.
You should have told me.
You were right, Allie.
I wish I was there, Luca.
Luca, did you say that your nipples still hurt 30 years later?
I'm going to say they've never been the same. I'm not going to say they hurt, but they're definitely sensitive.
Worth it. Why have we become so obsessed with Uncrustables?
Because they're the best
ever. They're so
good.
But why did we just rediscover them? I don't know. Allie just thought she didn't get one. We sent up Ruben, and we were like, oh, two, three. I've never heard a sadness in her voice.
It was desperation.
She goes, what about me? I got an Uncrustable, right? What about my Uncrustable? It was really...
I mean, I paid for all of our...
You were the driving force.
I do appreciate it.
So he didn't hand me an Uncrustable, and I'm like, was there one for me?
Right.
And then I got sad.
You got one, though.
Yeah,
all good.
I did. It was just really tense there.
Yeah. Okay.
For a minute. Guys.
Worked out.
Okay. Did. You know what else worked out?
What?
Coachella.
Yes.
We were terrified that they were going to cancel Coachella because they've canceled everything because of the coronavirus. But instead, Golden Voice worked on it, and now they have just moved Coachella to October. Coachella will now take place October 9th, 10th,
Yay!
And 11th, and October 16th, 17th, and 18th. They also move Stagecoach. That will begin October 23rd and go to the 25th. So, Golden Voice, let's just say they have been incredibly busy the last few days because do you know how long it takes to book Coachella? They're already working on, like, next year's Coachella.
Mm-hmm.
They basically, in the last 4 or 5 days...
Hey, you know that weekend in April? Yeah,
It's bonkers to me that they were able to get this done. It's absolutely amazing. And I say... Golden Voice 2020. I would like to vote for them for president.
And a company run?
Yeah.
I feel like they should.
Okay.
I feel like they just handled this, got it done, and all of us are better for it, and I feel like they would make the country better.
Do we know the bands?
I would assume the big ones are still in play.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I was told that
that's fantastic.
We have some involvement at some point with this, reemergence, so everyone stay
tuned. We will find out.
Yeah. It's exciting.
They have said that all that purchase tickets for the April dates will be honored for the rescheduled October dates. Purchasers will be notified by Friday, March 13th, on how to obtain a refund if they are unable to attend, which would be a real bummer. If you planned all that, that was your vacation time, and you can't come, but hopefully you can. It's going to be beautiful weather. 92 degrees during the day.
91 at night.
60s at night. So you could really switch up your outfits at Coachella is what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, what you do.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Mugs.
I don't want to be a beer mug downer here.
Oh, no. Here we go.
But what
Can
if...
you finish eating before you speak?
No.
Sorry. Yeah, that would be great.
That was a good cup of noodles. What if coronavirus is not taken care of?
Why are you even allowed to live? You wonder
if he's Mama Muggs's boy.
What?
You know what I mean?
Good
like it was
God.
Clear the mother of this son is
what
clear.
What a freaking downer.
Unbelievable.
Just saying.
Yeah, stop saying.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Beat it, kid.
I want to go back to the days where HPV was the only thing you could catch at Coachella. You know?
Yeah.
Or like a herpes.
Those were the good days.
Those were the good days.
Yeah.
Miss those days.
Freaking mugs. Well, other schools have joined in on their shifting to online-only classes and holding some sporting events without fans. UCLA, USC, Loyola Marymount, UC Irvine, UC Riverside are among the SoCal schools that are partly or fully moving to online-only instruction. The shift also means home sporting events will be held on the UCLA and USC campuses without fans in attendance. Hmm. Crazy stuff happening right now.
Weird world.
Super weird.
I think the person that is probably going to struggle the most with this is someone that relies on a studio audience.
Oh, okay.
Somebody that relies on what she calls her co-host.
Mm-hmm.
You know her as a woman that says this.
Clap if you bleach your skin.
Clap if you bleach your skin. What
Clap
else?
If this is a book that you would buy.
What else?
Clap if you have a bucket list.
I mean, this is a woman that literally
Who's clap?
Said, that's what I'm saying.
She's
There's
gonna
no
stand
audience.
There.
Imagine this. Imagine her
yes.
saying.
Clap if you think that his career will still be just fine if he divorces her.
And then nothing.
Silence.
Will she continue Silence. To ask questions or will she just be on pause for the rest of time?
She can't ask questions.
She has to wait, right?
She can't ask questions.
Right.
Clap if you think he should just go to Italy and stay there.
The show announced last night on social media saying Wendy values her co-host and their daily participation. Mm-hmm. But in light of the current health climate, the Wendy Williams Show will not have a live studio audience until further notice.
Now it's real.
Clap if you are upset for Wendy.
Everyone but Kevin. Everyone but Kevin.
Why are you not upset for Wendy? Yeah.
Okay, thank you, Kevin.
Yeah. Clap if you feel like Marlo doesn't deserve a peach.
Are you guys...
Okay, I'm the only one?
You felt
okay.
that. Uh-huh. Okay. Did you guys see this on the news? A chain of restaurants in California, Chinese restaurants, called Sichuan Impressions, mm-hmm. is using an infrared thermometer to check for fevers at its three locations in
They're
Los
checking-
Angeles.
People come in?
Come in. Yeah. They're
Customers?
Doing it with their staff as well.
Yeah.
You have a fever. You're not getting in there to eat at their restaurant.
Wow.
Yeah.
Clap if you like Chinese food. Wow.
Everybody, even
yeah.
us.
Yeah. I do love that they're doing this and kind of turning it around, the racism
yeah,
around
yeah.
that they're getting. Like,
love it.
Hey, listen up, Whitey. You coming in here, I'm going to give you a thermometer. You've got a fever, beat it. We don't want what you have. But the restaurant also has encouraged people to order to go for the time being and even offering 5% off discount for the entire order if you order things to go instead of sitting in the restaurant. But I thought that was awesome.
That is fantastic.
And I eat my baked potato, including the skin. Clap if you eat the skin.
Go ahead, Kevin.
Go, Kevin.
Yeah,
right.
we're the only weirdos.
Non-skinos.
Yeah. Also.
I guess you can't be a skinhead, can you?
Nope.
No,
okay.
Nope.
Please,
skinos
no.
was better.
Okay,
you went with that.
Yeah.
A former Vice President Joe Biden and Senator Bernie Sanders going to face off in the next Democratic debate on Sunday in Arizona with no audience.
Let me thank Soccer Mommy for the music.
She won't be there. The audience won't cheer. But it was made at the request of both campaigns, and I'm sorry that I laughed. But yeah, those two are old as hell. We don't want them getting
We're the riskiest
sick.
Part of our society.
Yes!
We also would like to edit after we do it.
I mean, they're in their late 70s, you guys.
Yeah.
They're at the highest risk.
Mm-hmm. Can we also do it earlier, around 3?
I've got dinner at 5.
It's everything. As when the sun goes down, I get very tired.
And a little chilly.
And it's can we turn the heat on?
Oh, my God, I love it.
Do you have any Werther's?
I'm so sad how hard I laughed at that when they actually put in the article. It was made at the request of both campaigns.
Yeah.
Well, no S, obviously. Oh, it's a changed world, you guys.
That is pretty
it's a
sweet.
Changed world.
Yeah.
Some birthdays for you. The brothers Madden. You mm-hmm. know them as Joel and Benji from Good Charlotte. Johnny Knoxville, Peter Berg, Terrence Howard, Anthony Davis, and Lisa Loeb. And that's what...
All right, listen, I know I'm the only one that watches The Bachelor on this show.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But last night was the finale.
Okay.
Did you guys hear anything about it?
No.
Something about a mom.
His mother.
Okay.
The Bachelor's mother. I think his name is Peter.
All right.
She's a horrible person.
Oh, no.
And she dominated the 2 hours. She was very, very vocal about loving one of the girls.
Okay.
As long as I'm living, mm-hmm. my mommy will be.
And then she was very vocal against the girl that he ended up with.
Oh, no.
Very much so. This so today, isn't good. A lot of stuff like, oh, I'm grateful every day for my mother-in-law, but I'm super grateful that it's not Barb. And then they put a picture
of her. Oh, man, that bad.
So he, at the end of the season, he asked her to marry him, the wrong girl.
Okay.
And then when they met last night, he was like, sorry, I'm not in love with you anymore. I'm in love with the other girl. So then they brought out the other girl, right?
And it was that, do we think that was the first time he told that girl?
Yes.
Oh,
that's
my
what
God.
They.
This show
so
is a
gross.
Mess.
Yes. And so then they went, Chris Harrison went to the home of Madison, I think is her name.
That's all their names.
In Alabama.
Every bachelorette.
And said, hey, what are you doing? You interested in coming back and meeting Peter? And so then they came back, and then she comes out, and then Barb. Unbelievable, this woman. Listen to this.
You know, when you sign up to come on a show like this, you're looking for love, too.
This is Madison talking to Barb.
Oh, I'm like, his mom the sounds mom. Very young.
Yeah.
The
Wait,
mom
what?
Is in the crowd.
She's speaking to the mom.
Yes.
The and crowd. This is one that the mom hated.
Yes.
But now he thinks he loves.
Yes.
I'm all up.
Got it.
This
okay.
is his final choice.
Okay.
And mom, Barb,
yeah.
not a fan.
Okay.
This wasn't just Peter looking for his wife. Also, this is my journey, too. And this isn't just Peter choosing me. This is me choosing Peter. And...
Yeah.
Obviously, family's important. So, Barb, how do we turn the page and give this a shot together?
Okay, so now Chris Harrison is directly talking to Barb.
And he's handing her a branch. Like, this
yes.
is an easy way to get out of this
yes.
and
yeah.
save the day.
Here
right.
you go.
Okay.
This is your way to get out.
Chris, he's
going
to have to fail to succeed. That's it.
I'm a bug.
Jesus.
So by fail to succeed, she's talking about Madison, who his final choice was.
Yeah.
This is going to fail. And then she goes on.
Chris, all his friends, all his family, everyone that knows him knows that it's not, you know, it's not going to work.
Yes. Nice.
She is a trash human being.
But what happened to the producer he was supposed
yes,
to be with?
I was watching for that. I didn't see any mention of it.
I did see a tweet about it.
Okay.
That I wanted to see if they
yeah.
submit. So the Bachelor kind of came out with a statement that is not really that, like, I didn't really come to a conclusion at the
oh,
end of
so it. Oh, so it was a denial, but not really a denial?
Right? It definitely
oh.
says, like, they became very close friends, and their relationship is very strong. And I was like, this doesn't say they're not dating, so I don't know.
Interesting. Yeah. Well, if he just had that woman back to say, I want to be with you, was that live?
No.
I mean, that's what they said,
They'd
that it was
it,
live.
But I think it taped a little bit. Yeah, a little bit
so
before.
So that could have been a long time ago, and he is with
that's
producer.
That's right. That's right.
They said it was live. I don't know whether it was or not.
We don't know.
But
listen,
all I know is Barb is a terrible mother-in-law.
Barb's a bitch.
She really is.
Wow.
I've never seen somebody step up in a reality show and make everyone hate her.
Wow.
An incredible bitch.
I hope that everything's going to be okay between Peter and Madison.
Right.
And Barb.
And Barb.
And Barb.
I hate all these people.
It's the worst show.
Yeah.
Listen.
It's trash.
Did I watch it? Yes. Am I glad it's over? Yeah,
so are you sure it's over? Because usually don't they have like five more like updates?
I think,
or no?
I mean, it was Monday for 2 hours and last night for 2 hours.
Oh, Kevin.
And then you'll
I didn't watch the whole thing.
Kevin, then you'll see a commercial that says they're bringing back Barb because she's going to an island with the rest of the Bachelor
Wouldn't that be great? Mother-in-law Bachelor.
What if?
Oh, I see where Allie's going. I see where Allie's going.
They're doing old people Bachelor. Barb is the Bachelorette.
Barb 2021.
Oh, Kevin.
Is Barb single?
No, she's got a husband that will not speak.
There's time.
Who hangs his head in shame.
Not shocked.
Right. It's not.
Oh, man.
Good.
I can just about walk. I can't hardly walk. I can't see too far, and I can't hear too far.
That's Barb?
Yeah.
Oh, I have Barb, too.
I'm in the jailhouse now.
Weird.
They didn't promote old people Bachelor, but I'm down with that.
Oh, yeah.
But they did promote Musical Bachelor, whatever that's called.
Yes.
Where they sing.
They have to sing together.
They find love through music.
There was a teaser of it?
Yes.
You saw a tease?
Wow.
And?
Like 3 minutes. It looks... I have to watch it.
Yeah! Horrible, right?
It's so bad.
Yeah.
It looks like...
Sounds like someone's got a recap.
The worst show ever.
Oh, I can't wait for you to recap it.
Mm-hmm. I hated every second that I spent with The Bachelor this year.
Mm-hmm. Fantastic.
And yet it was all worth it for Barb.
Yes.
Fantastic. Also, today's a great
day. I'm going to marry Barb. I'm just going to...
Wait, what?
Understood. I'm going to marry Barb.
Okay.
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 I love grapes.
Oh, thanks, Post.
It's strange. Today's a great day.
Because?
Harvey Weinstein sentenced to 23 years in New York State prison. And, of course, we'll have to register as a sex offender, but he's most likely not getting out. He's going to die in there.
Yay!
And I don't hate that.
And that's not counting his charges here, right?
Correct.
Nope, he still is going to have to come here and face that. But no one saw this time coming. maybe 5 years, I thought he'll get, maybe.
Yeah.
I mean, but that's what his lawyer was asking for. Like, that was best case scenario for the lawyer.
But this is a wealthy white man in the system. So for this to have happened, maximum was 29. He got 23. This is incredible.
It's great.
He's a bad man.
He is.
Allie put on Twitter, this is a good day, and I agree.
It is. It's a great day. So to all those women that came forward and all those women that had to relive it day after day after day.
And probably all those women who didn't come forward because they just were wrecked.
Yeah.
For everybody that he tortured.
Yeah. So congratulations, you got this one right.
Clap if you'd like to see this.
Him in jail. Muggs was late. Yeah, him in jail. Yeah, Muggs was late.
Wow,
he made sure.
What's up, Muggs?
Just as far as being woke, you definitely clapped. I want everyone to know.
Yes.
Okay, you waited a little too long, in my opinion.
I don't think he was paying attention.
He got there.
Yeah. I wanted the three main hosts to do it first.
Thank you, Muggs. That's very kind of you. Heard, yeah.
Okay. Some birthdays for you: Johnny Knoxville, Joel and Benji Madden, Terrence Howard, Peter Berg, Anthony Davis, and Lisa Loeb. And that's
6.7 K Rock is KROQ. Allie is here. One last look at what's happening.
Well, we've been talking about it all morning, but it's official. Coachella has been rescheduled. It'll now take place October 9th, 10th, and 11th.
Canceled.
And, it's not. It's rescheduled.
It's not
very different.
Canceled.
Very different, Robot Man. Somebody take Jensen's fingers away from that button.
Canceled.
And October 16th, 17th, and 18th. And if you're wondering about Stagecoach, that too
canceled.
Has been rescheduled, Jensen.
Oh, okay.
October 23rd, 24th, and 25th. Purchasers will be notified by Friday, this Friday, March 13th, on how to obtain a refund if they are unable to attend. But my God, Golden Voice, I'm sure working around the clock, 24 hours a day, to get a hold of agents, to get a hold of artists, get a hold of everyone involved in putting on the biggest musical event in our country. And say,
did a couple days.
These dates work for you?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Like I said earlier, Golden Voice 2020, I'm voting for them for president.
I don't think you can vote for a company.
No. I think if we all get together and say, do we want Golden Voice to be president with the way they handled this? Yeah, I think we do.
Okay.
Do you guys want to hear breaking news?
Yeah.
We have a pandemic on our hands. The World Health Organization has declared a pandemic.
Okay.
Just letting you know, so that the good news gets evened out.
I thought it was.
No, it's now
and
official.
Now,
yeah.
A breaking news bulletin. I mean, I feel like we just said it.
Just letting you know.
Yeah.
A little late.
Okay.
2009, it's the first time since it's been declared. The then time was for the H1N1. So,
How'd that kill a ton of people?
I don't know. Did it?
No.
Let's see.
I don't know.
Oh, now you're back.
No, I have no idea.
I don't think it
H1N1 death toll. That's a good question. Let's see what happened last time they said this.
You mean Ebola wasn't a pandemic?
I don't think
so. You mean
so.
SARS wasn't a pandemic?
Back then, swine flu was its slang name.
Right.
61 million people in the United States were infected. Mm-hmm. It caused 12,469 deaths and up to 575,000 worldwide. That's a lot of people.
Those are shocking numbers.
Yeah. A lot of people.
I had to give up my pig.
You never had a pig.
For a second, though,
you said
believe
no
it?
One died. Then you said you had a pig. This is full of lies.
All right. Here's okay.
Yes.
Here's my question.
Yes.
Golden Voice has been very busy.
Mm-hmm.
We know that. I applaud them.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you so much for all that work.
Mm-hmm.
They have not mentioned Cruel World Fest. And that's the one that I could not be more thrilled about, right? Bauhaus, you've got Morrissey.
It sounds great, but I'm guessing if they have priorities.
Echo and the Bunnymen, right?
Sure.
Huge lineup.
They're also behind Friends and Lovers that sold out both
days,
right?
Friends and Lovers sold out as well.
Yeah.
So what happens?
I mean, I don't think you want to hear the robot again, do you?
Yeah.
Canceled.
No. Reschedule, maybe.
Canceled.
I don't think he has one that says reschedule.
I don't have a reschedule.
Well, you should.
Okay.
You should definitely have one. This is pretty interesting, you guys. You know when Apple, all of a sudden, like, nothing's working with your Apple, and you're like, great, now I need to buy a new plug. Mm-hmm. Now I need to buy a new this. Everyone should be washing their hands more, but have you ever thought about the germs on your phone?
Oh, don't even start with
please.
That.
There's definitely poo on my phone.
Oh, okay. Concerning.
No.
Apple has now changed the cleaning instruction section of its website to clarify Yeah, you can actually use disinfectant wipes on their products without destroying them. Hmm. This is shocking for Apple. I thought for sure they'd be selling a new thing.
We have an all new one.
This is the only thing that'll clean coronavirus off your phone. It's $29.99, available at Apple stores. But no, they're saying literally Clorox disinfecting wipes. Gently wipe the non-porous sides of your phone. You're good. I mean, thanks, Apple. Thanks for saving us some money. We can't find Clorox disinfecting wipes anywhere.
Right.
But
if you find it, it's fine.
Yeah. Thanks for that, guys. And we're just getting cancellation after cancellation. You've got the video game E3 just canceled here in L.A. But here's a concerning thing about the Austin Festival South by Southwest. According to South by Southwest terms and conditions of participation, their strict no refund policy states any and all payments made to South by Southwest are not refundable for any reason, including without limitation, failure to use credentials due to illness, acts of God, travel-related problems, acts of terrorism, loss of employment, and or duplicate purchases. So, you're SOL, South by Southwest.
Seems
people.
Like a pretty harsh stance these days.
Act of God, man.
But I'm telling you, I'm giving you all this to maybe say, okay, it's happening everywhere. Mm-hmm. I guess I can't be as mad as I want to be. That they're pushing back the release of Peter Rabbit 2 The Runaway.
No!
Yeah.
Until
August 7th, you guys. It was supposed to be out in the UK and European markets on March 27th. Now it's like midsummer.
That's what you get, man. When you don't bring back the rapping bird.
Is that why?
That's what you get.
They don't need their name no forever. They just want to be rid of young Mr. McGregor. They're feeling the
hardly
pressure.
Hardly me.
Feeling frightened.
That's not much you.
No. We saw Mike Shinoda recently last week here at K-Rock. He came for an event, and we talked about it with him. And he was like, yeah, I heard it. And it was like half you.
Very weird.
What happened?
Very weird.
It was bizarre.
Almost as bizarre.
How bizarre?
So bizarre. The original film, how much do you think that took in worldwide in 2018?
Honestly, I feel like it was a smash. I'm going to say 230
Would
million.
You say 230 for that smash?
Yeah.
What about you, Kevin?
150.
Would you say 150
yes.
for that smash? Because it was $351 million worldwide.
Guess how much the bird got.
$8.
Well, probably $2,200 probably was my gig. That's probably about it. Anyway, they used half of me. God dang it. I could have been the rapping bird.
No, you're all right.
Well, it's over. Yeah. But just so you know, Peter Rabbit 2, The Runaway. August 7th, you guys. Yeah.
So, James Bond.
Uh-huh.
And that. Is that going to be the trend now in movies?
I think so.
They have
sort of
to.
Has to be,
I think
right?
big no, movies, well, yes.
A movie like
no
this.
No one has a choice.
Yeah. Right? A movie like this we thought was a bomb here because it didn't do tremendous.
Yes.
But worldwide business made up almost all of its numbers.
Yeah. You think of those European markets, the China market. Like, that is so much money for movies.
Yep.
Wow. Wow, you guys, is all I'm saying.
So you're saying,
wow.
Wow. Okay.
Thank you for noticing. Mm-hmm. Some birthdays for you. Terrence Howard, Peter Berg, Anthony Davis, Lisa Loeb, the Madden brothers from Good Charlotte, Joel and Benji Madden, and Johnny Knoxville. And that's what's happening.
Thanks, Allie, and drive home today. It's tomorrow morning, an all-new show. I was a substitute teacher.
Which is
and
insane.
Some people find that funny.
I do.
As do I. Cheers with mugs tomorrow. Mm-hmm. Is it Quibi or not?
Yeah, we're going to decide the new service, Quibi. They have new shows they announced. Is it real or is it fake?
You guys. Mm. Sally. Sometime tomorrow morning.
You're whispering still.
New Killers music!
All right.
Like, we're going to be playing it? Do we know?
Yeah.
That's fantastic.
Great.
You guys, new Killers music.
Great.
Oh, my God.
Very exciting.
It's exciting.
Top three band of mine. Let's do this, Brandon Flowers.
Tomorrow.
And Ronnie and the rest
but
of the
it's
guys.
Tomorrow.
It's tomorrow morning.
Yeah.
But we can tease sometime tomorrow morning.
Sure.
We're going to hear new Killers music.
They don't need their name.
Well, no,
that
is
not.
They just
want to
be the Killers. It's definitely not the Killers.
Don't harsh my buzz.
That dude did sound killer, though. Half killer.
Yeah. You guys. Tomorrow morning, new Killers.
Plus Dr. Drew. We'll see you tomorrow.
Who cares?